Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Bible Arguments for the Truth of God. Let me consider with you several arguments that come from the Bible itself. Number one, creation. Creation itself powerfully testifies to the truth of a creator. And the Bible says this, the heavens declare the very glory of God. Number two, the flood. In rebellion, people willfully forget the irrefutable truth of a universal flood as revealed in Genesis and evidenced in the worldwide fossil record. Number three, Israel. Israel is the one special God-chosen nation. Israel is uniquely God's witness nation. God uniquely identified and revealed himself through Israel in the Exodus and throughout Old Testament history. Both the scriptures and the Messiah were given through Israel. Track the history of Israel and you will track the revelatory footprints of God in the sands of time. Number four, the life of Christ. After his resurrection, Christ connected the prophetic dots of the Old Testament, showing how they all intersect and find their fulfillment in him. Number five, the church. The church is a historical reality that began on the day of Pentecost, as seen in Acts 2. The defining reality of the church is the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit changed and empowered lives that center on the truth of the risen Lord. Number six, prophecy. In Isaiah 41, 21 through 24, God challenges the false gods, quote unquote, false gods, to bring forth and fulfill prophecy and thereby prove their gods. It is God's glory alone to prophesy truth and then bring it to pass. Isaiah 42, 8 through 9. The centerpiece of biblical prophecy is Jesus Christ. Number seven. Holy Spirit enlightenment. Some claim that starting with the Bible and arguing for the truth of the Bible from the Bible is an invalid circular argument. But in doing so, they leave out the reality of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is uniquely an inspired book, understood only by the enlightenment of the Spirit. The true believer has the witness in himself, 1 John 5:10. God's truth is known only by the Spirit of truth. The light of general revelation interacting with human reasoning is mere candlelight illumination in comparison to the brilliant midday sunlight, that's spelled S-O-N, sunlight of God's Word. Charles Spurgeon said, "Those who seek after the novelties of this conceited century seek to push the Lord from his place that a philosopher may fill his throne." How true that is. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.